The U.S. Supreme Court has recently issued a number of rulings on high-profile cases: gun control, prayers in stadiums, abortions, and others. Everyone is discussing the decisions. When I hear someone make an argument for either side, I sometimes ask, is this how you believe it should be according to your worldview? Or this is how you believe it should be according to American law? In response, I often get blank stares. Both? Why do you think they're different? Each argument has principles on which it is based. I have my principles, my ethical norms. They form my approach to life. The U.S. law has its own principles. They're called the Constitution. And you know what? They're different. My morals are not defined by the U.S. Constitution. For example, I believe that worshiping idols is a great evil. My worldview is based on the Torah, and the Torah is categorically forbidding idolatry for everyone, Jews and non-Jews. From my point of view, worshiping idols should be outlawed. But I cannot find any justification for prohibiting idolatry in American law. I will tell you that from my perspective, idolatry should not be allowed. And I will also tell you that from the point of view of U.S. law, it should be allowed. And there are many examples to the contrary. From the point of view of American law, eating non-kosher food is allowed. But from my perspective, it should not be allowed. It is important to be able to explain different approaches to the same issue, your own and someone else's, or to different approaches of two other people. For example, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a liberal Supreme Court justice, and she personally believed that abortion should be allowed. But she also said that based on the U.S. Constitution, she had many problems with the ruling of Roe versus Wade that was allowing abortions. A person may believe that from his point of view, abortion should be allowed, while he will also recognize that the right to abortions is not found in the U.S. Constitution. And the Supreme Court can only be guided by the U.S. Constitution and nothing else. And I have seen many liberal thinkers who say just that. And I have also seen examples like that among conservative thinkers. I heard people say that they believe that government should not impose any gun restrictions, but they also said that the U.S. law does not prohibit government from doing so. I'm not voicing my opinions on abortions or guns. I'm trying to illustrate that it's important for people to separate their own views from the views of the laws of the country. But unfortunately, it is not common today. Why is it? Back when the vast majority of people followed a religion, everyone knew that those who believe in a different religion than yours have different life principles. Everyone understood that from my point of view, that is, from the perspective of my religion, it is like this, but from the perspective of another religion, it may be different. But the invention of a myth of universal moral values started teaching people that everyone has the same basic moral and life's principles. So the question of what basic principles are you founding your opinion on became obsolete. What do you mean, which principles? According to the universal principles, aren't they the same by everyone? For example, several times vegetarians asked me, why doesn't the Torah forbid killing of animals for food? I, as a Jew, would answer a question with a question. Why do you think the Torah should be forbidding it? Well, it is wrong. Well, wrong according to whom? The Torah is based on certain principles. According to which principles of the Torah do you believe it is wrong? People would not understand what I'm saying. What does it have to do with the principles of the Torah? The Torah should forbid it because it is wrong. Our society is very divided ideologically. People argue and they have hard time finding common ground. Maybe if we'll try to accept that everyone has different starting points, different basic principles, it will be easier for us to understand why we disagree. At least we will agree to disagree. Ideas are not divided on right and wrong. Ideas are divided into correct according to certain principles and incorrect according to certain principles, and then they're divided into different schools of thought because they are based on different sets of principles.